Chapter 6. Death simply means the opportunity to live on in eternity, and that is fact, which makes it truth. The Church and You, a pamphlet by Elder Barrett. Horrible Plaid's name, surprise, wasn't Horrible Plaid. It was Monica Freeman. And she was the secretary to Master Elder Conrad, the school's headmaster. She told Chess this with self-deprecating pride, as though she expected Chess to be impressed, but wanted to seem like she didn't, as though she thought it was silly to expect it. Which, of course, it was. Chess tried not to mistrust the woman, mistrust all of them on general principles, but she couldn't help it. Even if she hadn't been there investigating a possible haunting, she would have mistrusted them. They might claim to be church, at least the elders did, and the teaching goodies did, but they weren't, not really. They didn't give a fuck about any of the students, about anyone but themselves. "In here is the theater." Monica leaned against the thick door, its wood stained a horrible orangey color. Who the hell had picked that color? Almost every school she'd ever seen had it, and it looked awful in every one of them. "The first sighting was in here." Now they were getting somewhere. "Okay, can we go in? And can you tell me what happened?" "No one's been in here since then." Chess raised her eyebrows. "Okay." Monica didn't seem to understand direct questions. "Can we go in? And you can tell me what happened?"